My next guest is Rocky Mengel. He is the tax editor for Kiplinger and joins me today to discuss the confusing state of 2020 taxes. Rocky, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks.
You know, with so much going on, from the issuance of stimulus checks to the implementing of the 2019 tax law, it's hard to know where to start, but I was thinking maybe we should just start on the due dates. Let's see what has changed with regards to when stuff is due.
Yeah, a lot of changes there. Everybody thinks of April 15th as tax day, but for 2020, that's one of the many changes that we're seeing. So basically, any federal tax due date that was from April 1st to July 14th this year is now extended to July 15th. So that covers, of course, you know, your income tax return, your 1040, also covers estimated tax payments that would have been due April 15th or June 15th. They're now, those first two payments are not due to July 15th. Self-employment taxes, gift taxes, also IRA contributions for 2019 or contributions to a health savings account for 2019. They were pushed back from April 15th to July 15th as well. So, you know, everybody gets an extra 3 months, basically, to not worry about taxes.
So my question is, what if you already filed your 2019 and you want to make an IRA contribution? Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. You can still do that. Just, you know, make sure that you tell your IRA custodian that you want that applied to 2019.
Okay. But actually, will you have to file an amended return in order to get the credit for the deduction?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're taking the deduction, yeah, for the IRAs, you would have to file an amended return. That's a good point. Thanks.
Sure. Okay, well, let's talk about all these rebates, the stimulus checks. Well, they're not rebates, even though the government thinks of them that way. Let's call them stimulus checks to the $1,200 and so on. How is that being considered?
In terms of taxes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, it's not taxable income. That's one good thing. So, you know, you're not going to be bumped up into a higher tax bracket or anything like that from the payments. Mm-hmm. You might even get a little bit more when you file your 2020 return next year, because there's a tax credit for 2020, and it kind of mirrors, in terms of calculation, the stimulus check calculation. But if for whatever reason your stimulus check isn't as much as your 2020 tax credit, then you'll get the difference back when you file your return. And, you know, sometimes because the stimulus checks, they're based on either your 2018 or 2019 return in most cases. And, you know, you could have a change of circumstances, make more or less money or have a child or something like that that makes a difference in how the stimulus check and the tax credit are calculated. So, again, you're kind of reconciling that when you do your taxes next year, and you might get a little bit more back.
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody who changed businesses in 2018 and really didn't earn anything for 2018, but he makes a very good living otherwise, and he received a stimulus check, which really surprised me because I wouldn't think someone in, you know, his level of income would receive it, but 2018 was an unusual year. So now when it comes down to reconciling with the 2020, what is going to happen to him?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be able to keep that money. The IRS is not going to try to take back any of that money. If your stimulus payment is more than what your 2020 credit amount would be. So you get to keep that.
All right, let's talk about donations to charity, because there have been some changes with that.
Yeah, first of all, there's a new above-the-line tax deduction, so you don't have to itemize in order to claim this. And actually, if you do itemize, you can't claim it. So it's for up to $300 of cash donations. It has to be cash, to a charity. So that'll be on your 2020 return. It's only for 2020. It doesn't carry over into any other year. And then for people who do itemize, normally there's a cap on the amount of cash donations that you can take, you know, as a deduction on your Schedule A. And that's capped at 60% of your adjusted gross income. Well, they're doing away with that cap for 2020. So now you can donate and deduct up to 100% of your AGI on Schedule A itemized deductions for 2020. And again, that's just for 2020.
That's good news for charities, I can tell you that.
Yes.
One concern they've had is the loss of charitable giving because of the reduction in the tax benefit. So that'll be good news for them.
Yes.
What about student loan payments by employers? That was a category I really never thought of until I read your article.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have an employer that will pay off some of your student loans, never happened to me, but you know, it happens for some people, that amount will not be taxable income to you, the worker. It is capped at a little over $5,000, $5,250. So if that's a perk that's available through your workplace, then that's great. They can pay off that much of your student loan and it won't affect your taxes. Your taxes won't go up.
There were some changes with retirees taking their required minimum deductions, otherwise known as the RMD, something called an RMD waiver. What is that?
Well, basically for 2020, you don't have to take out money from your IRA or 401k if you don't want to. Now, those RMDs typically kick in now after a change in the law last year when you turn age 72. But again, you get a break from having to do that in 2020. And, you know, a lot of people take those distributions anyways because they need the money. But for people who, you know, have other sources of income in retirement, you know, that's always kind of a sore point, having to take out that money when they really don't want to. And so they don't have to in 2020.
Okay. And for those who need money from their 401ks, there's a very good change in the law right now to enable them to take more as a loan from their 401k.
Right. Normally, there's restrictions on how much you can take. It's usually up to $50,000 or 50% of the account balance. And those figures have been moved up to $100,000 or 100% of your account balance. You can take it all out if you want. But that's up to September 23rd of this year. So again, you can just borrow more from your 401k than you could in previous years.
That's going to be an important feature for somebody. And finally, the penalty for early withdrawal on your IRA has been changed. How is that?
Yeah, the 10% penalty is waived for up to $100,000 of coronavirus-related payouts. So normally, you know, you'd pay that 10% penalty if you take out money from a retirement account if you're not 59 and a half years of age yet. Also, you know, those funds can be repaid within 3 years and it's just treated as a regular rollover, so you wouldn't be taxed on that. And if you don't do that, then the taxes on the distribution will be spread out over 3 years. So there's some good tax breaks there.
Yeah, some interesting information for my guest, Rocky Mengel, tax editor of Kiplinger Magazine, and he can be found online as well. Just type in his last name, M-E-N-G-L-E, and you'll see all of his articles related to tax issues. Rocky, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.